people of reimagining. Before we listen to our gathered word and the word of this community, I'd invite you to just all stand up and take a great big Friday night split. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Whatever you need to do. You know, they say the head can absorb only what the rear can tolerate. So,
as we began this wonderful, long-awaited evening, we sat and let the word sound within us, word without words, a hum, a breath, an experience of the sacred, an experience of ourselves. We let the word arise just like the sound of this microphone coming out of the silence and the struggle to be heard, gaining clarity, rising, filling us, bringing us home to ourselves, bringing us home into the depth of the heartbeat of the universe, into our own heartbeat, which we received from the heartbeat of our mothers, into that comforting ba-bum rhythm, bum, 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 bum. Wonderful, wonderful heartbeat. And as the sound arose in us and took shape, and we could claim it and feel comfortable, then we could move out among a few other people, reach out across the circle, and share a word that is a word somehow defining or describing ourselves. And you had that opportunity to hear a piece of one another's story, albeit very brief, but very accurate nonetheless. Very, very important, because it was the word at this moment you wanted to share with others. And then the challenge, how do we summarize and collect all these separate words, rhythms, phrases, stories, energies, into a phrase, so you did the best you could, right? And we all know it isn't the perfect phrase, and we all know that somehow you're tucked in there as best can be, that each of these cards, in fact, is more symbol than fact. Symbolically, it represents the shared story of a little circle who had just met, who had just found its voice, who had just uttered its first word. And then the challenge, you thought, was this not enough? Here in this new group, when we had to go out and meet another group. And that's the story of life, isn't it? Just when you get comfortable. Just when you think you found yourself or your nook or your slot or your spot or your space, someone pushes you either out of the nest, out of the circle, out of your female community, out of your home, out of whatever, out of our securities, out into the world, taking the risk of encountering a stranger and receiving a friend. And how wonderful when you all stood up. So many of you were not only stretching already, you were massaging one another's backs and making sure each one felt comfortable. So already we have been blessed. Much of the word is resounding in our midst. And so I have been charged by the planning team to help us hear some of these words that have been received and given to us and shared. And so the very first one I pick says focus. Now that's really helpful. Thank you so much. This is truly the word of Sophia to me this weekend, because I used it all earlier this morning. Focus, MT, focus. What is the word Sophia wants to say through you this weekend? This is amazing. Focus. Channel the thought, channel the word. And then there's a slash there, and explore. Isn't that wonderful? That the first word from Sophia this evening is the word that really needs to be spoken. Focus on some aspect of life, some dimension of spirituality, some challenge that is ours, that drew us all here this evening. Focus, but then explore. And you know another word for explore? What is it? Imagine. Or reimagine. All right, yes. It's going to be a fun weekend. Let me reach to the middle here. I know this is not going to be a prize at the end. It'll be a surprise. Searching. I suspect there are lots of us here tonight searching. And to tell you the truth, take it from me, it's never going to be an end to searching. So don't think you signed up for one weekend and this is going to be the end of the search, because you know what? When you find that for which you are searching, or you think that for which you are searching, you find yourself in the midst of another search. Any of us who have had the privilege of inquisitive minds, or that sense of a heart that doesn't quite know where the right path is, and you put your foot upon it and you think there you are, well then there all the excitement begins. So we hope this weekend that the searching for all of us will at least bring some peace, some clarity, some affirmation for which so many of us in this room, I know, hunger. Some affirmation, but also an encouragement to continue the search, because you know what? It's more fun. The journey is more fun than the getting there, usually. It really is, honestly, trust me. That's what they say, but I've often found that myself. Planning to do something is so rich. Exploring is so important. Longing, God's longing for us to long for God. The longing we have for the deep reaches within ourselves. The longing we have to be spirit-filled persons. The longing we have to know that there's more to life than just trying to get through the catalogs of toys this Christmas so all the kids will be happy. There's so much more to life than conquering the internet. Are remembering to look at your email, because everybody thinks you're going to and they're sending you the urgent information that way. And I say, oh, I forgot to look at my email for a couple of days. You know, that sense of longing for something more. Wait a minute. Right? Focus, MT. The transition of that thought is fun. But the point is, we have so much data in our lives, so much information. And all of it, I'm not negating it. Lots of it is wonderful. Much of it is important. Some of it is good. But beyond that, when you come to the end of the day, when you come to the end of the journey, it really won't matter that much if there are some of these things that you really couldn't figure out. You never did learn, I never did learn how to program my VCR. I have tried for 8 years. At one point I thought I was longing to do that, but I'm not. The deep longing. I'm wanting to do that. I want to do that. There are things we want to do. There's our wants and our needs, but there's some essential things that we need even more than the things that we think we want. And so this search to be fully, fully participating people in the wisdom and the journey of life is what brings us here. So let us hope that the information you receive, we receive together, helps us in our formation of our hearts, so that will lead us a little bit more toward transformation of society and ourselves. Let me reach. Feeding and being fed. What a wonderful, wonderful image. Now, I hope that's, I know there's no coffee pot, so like, but I think you will have food tomorrow if we take this literally. But I know what we're talking about, the food of the heart, the being fed, the word that speaks to us, that is bread of life, bread of being, bread of peace, bread of transformation for ourselves. And it's very interesting. You never know what one phrase you might say that seems superficial or not important or nothing at all becomes the very thing that someone else needs to hear. So that trust that the bread that assuages the deep down hungers of our longing, our searching, and that for which we are exploring may well come not from center stage or side stage, but rather peripherally from the edges, from the corners, from the edges of our risks, from our daring to say something inside of us that it seems, oh, well, I don't want to share that. People will think I'm like funny. Trust me, there's a lot of funny people in this room. We're drawn to conferences like this. It has been documented in the press. Material things, with all of everything else you could be doing, that we would be sitting here thinking about, how can I climb more deeply into the energy of God? How can I be a more spirit-filled person? That is weird. Okay, it really is. No one's going to really understand it. You're not going to get someone else to get it. They don't get it if you're not part of that desire, that search, that hunger. Because when you really get deeply into the search of what you're searching for, and you know you have not quite found it, you become much more tolerant of everyone else's search. Okay? And when you think you have the answer, and you think the answer came right from God to you, and it's not just a personal answer, but you make it the universal answer for all peoples, you are in deep trouble, and you're really in deep trouble, because you don't know you're in trouble. So, and this is the struggle we're with today, you know, to trust our insecurity, to trust the questions, to let God be God, to let God have a way with all of us, to know God can lead each of us a little bit differently. And sometimes we can come together with our diversities, form community, and walk the path together. That was in between even looking at this card. Interconnection and gifts to give. Freedom. And the bottom line is freedom. Yes, we are already interconnecting. We have already begun to share the gifts that we have been given, the gift of these wonderful artistic expressions, which when you hear their story will enrich you even more. The gift of dance, of color, of sound, of music, the gift of the words we're sharing with each other, the gift of our presence, the gift of seven other people sitting there paying attention to what one of us wants to say. Is that amazing or what? Where can you find this? Where can you be in life that other people will actually sit there and like, listen, and then get excited about what you have to say? This is such a blessing. And when that happens, when you interconnect that way and the gift is given and received, there's a wonderful inner freedom that arises from within us. You're right, I'm not going to get through all of these cards. The tension of walking with God. Want me to go faster? I'll do some. The tension of walking with God. Emergence. Ooh, butterfly word. Emergence. New direction and change. Yes. Daring. Passionate spirit. Ooh, passionate. Hot word. Why do we feel free always to talk about the passion of Jesus, only in a very somber and mournful way, but we don't speak about the passion of Jesus, which is the flip side of the death passion, but the passion for life, which is the fire passion within us. Why can't we say that the core word passion is core to compassionate, to have a passion for possibilities? A passion for possibilities means all things are possible. Not to have that passion, nothing will change. And passion really does give you daring. You take big risks when you have a passion for something. You dare to make a fool of yourself for God's sake. You dare to proclaim the name Sophia as a name and an image of God, and dare to claim that from the heart of the biblical tradition, and refused to be pushed out into another tradition which does exist, but may not necessarily be our own. Okay? Passion, daring, spirit. And always, always in the age in which we have media, television, whatever, in the middle of every presentation, organizational, whatever, conference, there is always a commercial, and here is one. We are the executive directors of the No Fault Living Foundation, and we are welcoming new members. Bless you. Double for this, you only get 30 seconds on a commercial, right? We are the executive directors of the No Fault Living Foundation. We are welcoming new members. Now, if the No Fault Living Foundation can be welcoming new members, then so can the Reimagining Community and every other open community on earth. I love that, No Fault. Whew, what a good name for like a feminist group. I know it's probably something different, but just to have, to not to be blameless for a while. Power! Let's shout this out. Power!
Power!
Justice!
Justice!
Openness!
Openness!
Accepting that we belong!
Accepting that we belong!
Authenticity!
Authenticity!
Seek the essence!
Seek the essence!
Cost of empowerment.
Cost of empowerment.
You think this comes cheap? So you're nervous already? I know you should hear me when they called me up and said, would you come to Reimagining? I said, Reimagining? Moi? I said, I don't want to go to Geneva. I'm happy. I warned the faculty and president of my seminary I might not be back. I think they thought we may not want you back. No, they're a very supportive group. But truly, there is a cost to taking these risks. There is a cost. And the cost is not only receiving the misunderstanding, which is so painful, because the misperceptions are so wrong. Blame us for what we really do, which is a lot. You know, a lot. We have a lot to be blamed for. But don't blame us for something that you're missing the point on. And so there is a big cost to empowerment. There's a cost to be associated with something like this. But the bigger cost is not only enduring whatever comes from claiming one's power, the misunderstandings, the non-acceptance, but the real cost comes in not paying back in kind. That's the cost. The cost, and I know particularly for women, because we have been passive for so long and receptive of abuse, there's a difference between standing up for oneself, claiming that power, and becoming like the disempowering person who tries to disempower. And so the grace we pray for, the empowerment, the cost is to say that's their problem. The problem of misunderstanding is not our problem. Our problem is when we misunderstand ourselves. Creativity and ongoing creation. Let me take a look here. Oh, yes. You okay? Would you like to pick one and see? Here, pick one. There you go. Come on, Pat. Let's see what happens when you pick one. Even the rum-dums are children of God. That's wonderful. wonderful. That is wonderful. That makes a nice song, so we might get a rhythm to that. Rum-dum-dum-dum, rum-dum-dum-dum. Wholeness, a space that knows no bounds. Oh, yeah. Wholeness, a space that knows no bounds. To be whole, to be complete, means you don't have edges that keep others out, but you have that permeable kind of membrane, that sense of, if I am whole, then I can be in connection with all other living things, that there is a space within me, there's room within me, because the me becomes larger and united with all of the rest of the universe. There's a wonderful, there's a big difference between Western and Eastern ways of thinking. We know this, but in one example particularly, it strikes me, comes to the story of the drop of water and the ocean. And Eastern mystics, or people who aspire within Eastern traditions to the end, they aspire to somehow go and be merged at the end into the ocean and just become part of the sea of waters of life, wisdom. When you say that, when they say we are like drops of water that merge into the ocean and we disappear and we become, and you say that to a Westerner, and we are little drops of water. We could probably handle that, although we prefer to be big drops. But nevertheless, we're like drops of water. But the thought of dropping into an ocean and disappearing causes absolute panic in Westerners, because we have not been conditioned that way. We say the I-ness, the me-ness, the isness of me will go on intact. You know, we're like self-encapsulated persons, you know, cells, and we will. And so the idea, we see no value of being merged into the ocean. We want all the little drops to be side by side. You know, we can see an ocean, so our visualization of the sea of life is gazillions of drops, you know, sort of. But that says something about us, doesn't it? About our need to be like separate. Whereas in the East, the fact is they cannot understand this. They say, why would you want to be a little drop when you can be a whole ocean? And we say, what good is it if we don't know we are the whole ocean? Isn't that amazing? And they say, why do you need to know? I don't know, that just made me think of that when I saw it. I'm not sure. I will be going east pretty soon for a while, and I'm going to study that a bit more. And if I ever see you again, I'll tell you round two of what comes with. But anyway, all of these words are wonderful. In these words of a wholeness, this evening of our feelings, they share with us something. There's anger, there's acceptance, there's yearning. All of these words, and they're not just individual words. Every single one of these words resounds within us, because these are the words of life. These come out of the heartbeat of life, of experience. They are who we are individually. They are who we are now collectively as a group. And I would like to share the word, one word that is my word this evening. And I share this in a witness sense. I just feel that I need to share this because it is so precious to me. And the word is deep gratitude. Gratitude to God. I need to tell you, at 4:00 today, I was so sick, with a high fever, chills, vomiting 8-9 times. I couldn't stand up, splitting headache, and I kept saying, Sophia, please kill me on Monday. But not. They worked all year, they came so far, get me into this place, cure me. And the two leaders of this, coordinators of this conference, Jill and Betsy, came to my bed to pick me up, to bring me here, and I'm in bed. Well, they were so wonderful, and I said, we talked a bit, and they prayed over me. We decided to pray. And Jill says, do you want it out loud or quiet? I said, take whatever you got. But I say this to you, and I say this out of a deep conviction in my own heart, that I was under these quilts, and I could feel the warmth of their hands. And as Jill began to say, dear God, I said in me without words, believe. And they prayed and they left. I fell asleep. 5:30, I jumped up and I'm fine. I'm weak, but I'm fine. Prayer, belief, we say, Sophia, God, speak through us and to us. Tell us this weekend what you want of us. So let us leave our hearts open, whether we say for miracles or very special blessings. Graces abound. We say this. We say this in our traditional places, in our churches and our congregations. Say it here. Grace abounds. Maybe the very healing word any one of us needs to hear will happen for us this weekend. And it may be delayed. See, it was delayed about an hour. I fell asleep, and then I knew. Okay? But believe it. You'll receive something this weekend. You will go home. And then when you least expect it, it will go, and you'll say, yes, thank you, God. So thank you all for the spirit and the energy and the wonderful presence of God, Sophia, that is resounding in you and through you to me.
Sophia invites us.
All you who are hungry, all you who are hungry, come. All you who are thirsty, come. All you who are empty, come. Come to my table and be filled. You who desire abundant life. Come, drink milk and honey. Let the sweetness of my word heal all that is bitter and broken within you. Come, all you who are hungry. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come, all you who are empty, come.
Thank you.
People of reimagining, truly Sophia is amongst us here. We are filled with Sophia's word, with Sophia's milk and honey. Let us proclaim her presence in sound, song, and gesture.
Shalom. Shalom.
I hesitate to break this mood. But I want to wish you a peaceful night and remind you that as you shalom through the evening, you might want to, before falling to sleep, take a look at the little statement on the back of your program and just let it go through your dreams and bring it with you here. Your ticket to get in tomorrow is your name tag. We will start again promptly at 9. And tomorrow there will also be a video describing the art pieces. It will be showing all day long in the auditorium space. Tomorrow it's over, I think, at 4:30. It's over when we're done, so don't go before it's over. And don't go before you leave. Good night.
MT's comments were extemporaneous in response to the reimagining community. She did not speak from a manuscript.
This is the end of Side 2. Fast forward the tape to cue it up for your next listening.